I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. With all the excitement of fall cleanup, planting, and planning, one chore that's often overlooked is soil testing. Soil testing won't solve all your soil problems and may not even give you all the information you need for healthy soil, but it will give you a snapshot of your soil's mineral health. And if done every 3 to 4 years, it will show you how your health is changing. Testing your soil now has advantages. There's less to do in the garden compared to spring, soil labs aren't as busy, and you'll get a good, accurate reading of your soil pH, organic matter, and nutrient levels. While you can buy soil test kits, I like to send our samples to a professional lab. You get more accurate readings, and you can test for specific issues such as heavy metals. There are a few things to keep in mind when taking a soil sample. Send in separate samples for different types of plants. For example, collect a separate sample for lawns, vegetable gardens, orchards, and specialty plants such as blueberries. When taking a sample, collect soil 4 to 8 inches deep, depending on the crop, and take 10 samples from around the crop you're testing. Mix them together and take a 1-cup sample of the samples to test. You can test your soil until the ground freezes. In Vermont, send samples to the University of Vermont's Soil Lab. For only $14 a sample, you can get pH, nutrient, and organic matter levels analyzed with recommendations. There's a listing of other labs where you can test your compost, greenhouse soil, and plant tissues. Fall is a good time to change the soil pH and nutrient levels, especially if you're adding organic fertilizers such as rock dust and limestone. They'll have time to break down before next spring. And now for this week's tip. Wait to mulch over tender perennials such as lavender until the ground freezes. Mice and voles will have found their winter quarters by then. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about unusual pumpkins. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.